This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we welcome Margaret Ann Goldsmith, who shares a tale her grandfather told her. It was a tale designed to explain the many agate geode stones found near their fish camp near the Paint Rock River.
The Philly-Lou Bird legend, pronounced Philly, however it is spelled, Fiffle, P-I-F-F-L-E. As legend has it, a long time ago when the earth was young, Philly-Lou birds laid their eggs on the hillside surrounding the Paint Rock River, near where the river flows into the Tennessee. According to the stories of old-timers who live in Paint Rock, over the millenniums, some of the Philly-Lou bird eggs metamorphosed into Paint Rock River agate. The Philly-Lou birds, legend claims, were known to have lived in the region long, long ago, before the time when ice almost covered the earth, a time when the land was tropical and great, colorful birds lived in the valley. The Philly-Lou bird was one of the most spectacular birds, for it was as bright as new copper because it fed on red pepper plants that grew along the riverbanks. As the story goes, the birds flew backwards with their heads turned around in the direction of their flights. Some say the backward flight was to keep their rear ends cool after feeding on the copper-colored red peppers. Eons passed, and gradually the great ice age descended upon the earth, and most of the Philly-Lou birds migrated south to Louisiana, where the red pepper plants continued to grow. However, in the Paint Rock River Valley, the Philly-Lou bird stopped flying backwards because there were no more peppers to feed upon. Old-timers said that because of the cold, many of the eggs failed to hatch. As millions of years went by, the frozen eggs solidified and became what we now call Paint Rock River agates. People today are known to search for the agates, and when they find them, they cut them and polish them like fine gems for people to craft into jewelry or use for decoration. Having lived in Louisiana for many years, I knew about the Philly-Lou birds that continue to live on Avery Island, where Tabasco sauce is bottled. There, the birds still fly backwards to keep their rear ends cool after eating the fruit of the pepper plants growing in the area. Several weeks ago, I was wandering through the hills of the Paint Rock River Valley near Huntsville and came upon an old man who showed me a beautiful Paint Rock River agate he had found. The old man told me the legend I have recounted above for the Philly-Lou birds that had not survived when their cousins migrated to Louisiana eons ago. Intrigued with the legend, I persuaded him to sell me the agate since I collected interesting rocks, especially those with a legend. Now, in 1905, my great-grandfather Isaac Schiffman purchased a beautiful three-story pre-Civil War building with a limestone facade in Huntsville, Alabama, not far from the Paint Rock River. Since Isaac's death in 1910, the building has been known as the I. Schiffman Building. I can attest to the fact that since global warming began, several Philly-Lou birds that have migrated back to the Paint Rock River occasionally nest in the attic of the Schiffman Building. On warm summer days, just at dawn, I often look out the window to the east. Sometimes I see a Philly-Lou flying from that direction, the sun rays shining on its brilliant copper-colored wings. As I watch, it drops down for a drink of the crystal-clear waters of the big spring, then circles the courthouse square before heading out to the Paint Rock River Valley, where it spends the day looking for the peppers that have started growing again in the region. At night, when all is quiet and I listen to the wind rustle the leaves in the trees outside the window, sometimes I hear an unusual cooing. It comes from the rafters in the attic of the I. Schiffman Building. I'm sure it is a Philly-Lou nesting there, with a good ghost and spirits that live in the building named for my great-grandfather, Isaac Schiffman.
Huntsville native Margaret Ann Goldsmith assumed responsibility for her family's business called I. Schiffman, which has the historic Schiffman Building in downtown Huntsville as its base. She is also very involved in community affairs and is a regular contributor to Old Huntsville Magazine. You can hear Margaret's story again or listen to any of the past poems and stories presented on Sundial by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Programs tab. And we'll bring you a brand new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.